favored with the songs. These songs are unfortunately only in Slovenian language, but they are all well-known songs. I believe you know them in English language and also in German, Italian. So you just sing in your own language, because this is praise to God, not to us. So it's for Him to understand what we are singing. Ove večeri, nažalost, imamo pjesme samo na slovenskom jeziku, ali su toliko poznate da imate I vi na vašem hrvatskom jeziku I tako. I slobodno pjevajte na svom jeziku, jer nebeski Otac je onaj kome mi pjevamo, a ne mi sami, tako da On će razumjeti šta mu mi pjevamo.
And the first song is a song Amazing Grace. These sheets of paper is the first one.
Prva pjesma je na ovim slovenskim Čudovita milost, mislim da je broj 1 tu.
O kako slatko zveni, a mi sa milosti.
Slatki čas molitve, jaz mislim, da je številka v mami tu.
O slatki čas molitve, čas obrača k nebu svoj obraz, te Boži prestol vabi me na Oh, yeah.
And I was telling him that, let's say, Brother Peter, I saw him the first time, but as I knew him for the whole of my life, so it's just the family of God that knows each other. It's that spirit that first time you saw a brother and this spirit joins you together, binds you in one body. And that's I believe this is really Lord Jesus in every one of us. Baš kad smo se vozili sa bratom Marijanom do motela Medno, pričali smo, rekao sam, recimo, brat Petar, prvi put ga vidim u životu, ali kao da ga znam cijeli život. I kako je to stvarno, taj Duh Boži koji nas veže zajedno, ja vjerujem da je to taj Isus Hrist u svima nama, pojedincima, kako da se znamo ceo život. Now we will sing a song. I believe it's number 3 or 4. Pretty želim. 4, yeah, number 4.
Pretty želim tvoje reke, Gospod. Pretty iz nje žive vode.
Sada bih vas molio da stan stojići, pojmo, pjevamo ovu posljednju pjesmu Aleluja i na kraju bih zamolio brata Ive da nas povede, da zaključi se molim.
Hallelujah.
would like to greet you this evening in the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
Ove večeri bi vas želeo pozdraviti u ime našeg dragocjenog Gospoda Isusa.
And I certainly give God thanks to be here.
I svakako zahvaljujem Bogu da sam ovde.
As a matter of fact, that it was many years ago that I first heard of the work here.
Kako je činjenica, već prije godinama sam pružao riječ ovdje.
And Milko and myself spoke many times of coming down here together.
A Milko i ja smo pričali mnogo puta da bi došli baš ovdje.
But it seems like the Lord arranged it at this time.
Ali izgleda kao da je Gospod to napravio ovaj put.
We didn't include it in our plans when we were making preparations to come.
Nismo ništa planirali dok smo pravili pripreme da dođemo ovamo.
It was even after our tickets were bought that we were informed that this could have been a possibility.
Mi smo već bili na putu kad smo bili informisani da imamo i tu mogućnost biti ovdje.
It is no longer a possibility, it is now a reality.
Sad to više nije mogućnost, nego je već i realnost.
So I certainly give God thanks to be able to be here with you at this time.
Tako svakako zahvaljujem Gospodinu da imam mogućnost biti ovdje sa vama u ovom vremenu.
And I want to bring you special greetings.
I želim vam donijeti specijalne pozdrave
from the places where we have been so far on this trip.
Od svih ovih prostora gdje smo bili do sad na našem putu.
Wherever we had gone, the saints would say, take our greetings to the saints where you would go.
Gdje god smo bili, sveci su govorili, prenesite naše pozdrave svecima gdje god ode.
So we have been in the Czech Republic.
Bili smo tako u Češkoj Republici.
And then we have also been in Poland.
Bili smo isto i u Poljskoj.
And then we went to Lithuania.
I išli smo u Litvu.
And Latvia.
I Latviju.
So we bring your greetings on behalf of all the saints in the Lord Jesus Christ there.
Tako vam donosimo pozdrave svih tih sveca u ime Gospoda Isusa Hrista.
Also I'd like to bring special greetings from the saints in Trinidad.
I posebno vam donosim i pozdrave svih svetih u Trinidadu.
We have a wonderful group of people here.
Tamo imamo jako finu grupu ljudi.
And they certainly be glad to know that this was a possibility.
I oni su sigurno srećni kad znaju da je ova mogućnost postoji.
One or two of them knew that it may have been possible when we were getting ready to leave.
Jedan ili dvojica su znali da je postoji ta mogućnost kad smo mi odlazili.
But we'd be able to go back and tell them there's a little group here as well.
Ali sad možemo ići natrag i reći da je tu jedna mala grupa.
We'd be able to have fellowship with your own God's word.
Da možemo imati zajedništvo tu sa Gospodom, riječju Gospoda.
Sometimes, you know, we might be small in number.
Ponekad mi smo mali po broju.
But it's not so much the size of the crowd.
Ali nije to i takva veličina grupe.
It's the quality of the spirit.
Da, to je kvaliteta duha.
That is here amongst us.
Koji je ovdje među nama.
Some of the greatest things the Lord Jesus Christ revealed in his ministry.
To je jedna od jako velikih stvari koje je Gospod Isus otkrio u toku službe.
Was when he walked with those two men on the road to Emmaus.
Bila je kad je išao sa tom dvojicom na putu za Emmaus.
In the days after his resurrection.
I to je bilo dana poslije njegovog ustanka.
Where he just had the believers around him.
On je imao vjernike usred sebe, oko sebe.
They learned more than they had learned all the days of the ministry they had walked with him in the big meetings.
Oni su za to vrijeme kad su išli za Emmaus naučili više nego za sve ono vrijeme kad su bili sa njim prije njega.
And so we know he's the same yesterday and today and forever.
I mi znamo da je on isti jučer, danas i za uvijek.
You know, faith finds a resting place.
Znate, vjera nađe...
Finds a resting place in the word.
Nađe u riječi mjesto za počivanje.
When you can look in the Bible and see a situation similar to yours.
Kada pogledate u Bibliju i nađete situaciju koja je slična vašoj.
And you know if you approach God on the same basis.
I znate da ste prišli Bogu na istim osnovama.
You will receive the same results.
Da ćete dobiti iste rezultate.
Amen. Because God is not partial.
Zbog toga jer Bog nije po dijelovima.
God laid out his word in such a way.
Bog je ostavio svoju riječ na taj način.
That if we work by certain laws and certain principles that he has in his word,
da svako koji će ići po određenim zakonima i putevima pisanim u njegovoj riječi,
we will get the same results every time.
Svi ćemo dobiti iste rezultate svako vrijeme.
And so I'm trusting that the times we will have together,
i zato ja vjerujem da ovo vrijeme kad ćemo biti zajedno,
it will not just be you having the opportunity to receive a visitor,
to neće biti samo mogućnost da vi primite nekog posjetioca,
and that we would just maybe have some services for convenience,
da bi imali samo nekakve službe za neko ubeđenje,
but we'll come with a deep earnest in our hearts,
a nego da ćemo doći u duboku duboku tražnju u našem srcu,
and we'll capitalize upon the opportunity,
i da ćemo završiti na toj mogućnosti
of being able to gather in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ,
da smo se mogli sresti ili biti u prisutnosti Gospoda Isusa,
and to fellowship around his word,
i da smo se družili oko njegove riječi,
knowing we do this by divine promise,
i znajući da mi to radimo prema božanskoj obljubi, kako je to, obećanju,
that he promised to be with us,
da je on obećao da će biti sa nama.
I would like to stand.
Ja ću vas zamoliti da ustanete
ovdje. As we will look into the word this evening,
kako ćemo pogledati u riječ ove večeri.
I would like to invite your attention to the book of St. Matthew.
Želim privući pažnju na evanđelje po Mateju.
Chapter 22.
22. glava.
And Jesus answered and spoke unto them again by parables and said,
in odgovarjaje im zopet govori Jezus u prilikah rekoč,
the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who made a marriage for his son.
Nebeško kraljestvo je podobno človeku, kralju, ki je napravil svatovščinu sinu svojemu.
And sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come.
In pošlje hlapce svoje naj pokličajo tiste, ki so bili povabljeni na svatovščino, a niso hoteli priti.
And he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them who are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage.
Zopet pošlje druge hlapce in veli, recite povabljencem, glej, pojedino svoje sem pripravil, junci moji in pitanci so poklani in vse je pripravljeno, pridite na svatovščino.
But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise.
Oni pa niso marali in so odšli, eden na polje svoje, drugi pa po kupčiji svoji.
And the remnant took his servants and treated them shamefully and slew them.
Drugi pa so zgrabili hlapce njegove in jih zasramotili in ubili.
And when the king heard of it, he was angry, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their city.
Kralj pa se razjezi, ter pošlje vojske svoje in pogubi tiste ubijalce in požgenih mesta.
Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they who were bidden were not worthy.
Tedaj veli hlapcem svojim, svatovščina je sicer pripravljena, ali povabljenci niso bili vredni.
Go therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage.
Pojdite torej na razpotja, in kolikor jih najdete, pokličite jih na svatovščino.
So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all, as many as they were found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests.
In tisti hlapci odidejo na ceste in zbero vse, katere koli najdejo, hudobne in dobre, in svatovska dvorana se napolni z gosti.
And when the king came in to see his guests, he saw there a man who had not on a wedding garment.
Ko pa pride kralj da pogleda goste, pogleda tu človeka, ki ni bil oblečen v svatovsko oblačilo.
And he said unto him, friend, how comest thou in here not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless.
In mu reče, prijatelj, kako si prišel sem, ko nima svatovskega oblačila? On pa mu umolkne.
Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Tada reče kralj služabnikom svojim, zvežite mu roke in noge, ker ga vrzite v zunanjo temo, tam bo jok in škripanje zobi.
For many are called, but few are chosen.
Kajti mnogo jih je poklicanih, a malo izvoljenih.
Let us turn to Luke 14.
Okrenimo jih ka Luci 14.
We're going to begin reading from verse 15, Luke chapter 14.
Luka 14, čitat ćemo od 15. stiha.
And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
Kad to ču jedan od gostiju, reče mu, blago onomu koji bude na objedu u kraljestvu Božjem.
Then said he unto him, a certain man gave a great supper and bade many.
Isus mu reče, neki čovjek pripremi veliku večeru na koju pozva mnoge.
And sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come for all things are now ready.
Kad bijaše vrijeme večeri, posla slugu svoga da rekne uzvanicima, dođite, već je sve gotovo.
And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused.
Svi se, kao po dogovoru, počeše ispričavati. Prvi mu reče, kupio sam njivu, moram otići da je vidim. Molim te, smatraj me ispričanim.
And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused.
Drugi mu reče, kupio sam 5 jarmova volova, idem da ih okušam. Molim te, smatraj me ispričanim.
And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
Treći reče, oženio sam se, zato ne mogu doći.
So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind.
Sluga se povratite izvijesti o tome svoga gospodara. Na to domaćin srdi treće svome sluzi, idi brzo na trgove i gradske ulice, te dovedi ovamo, siromašne, sakate, slijepe, hrome.
I want you to observe a difference here in the parable of Matthew 22 and this parable.
Želim da primetite tu razliku između one prilike u Mateju 22 i ove u Luci 14.
In Matthew 22 you speak of many servants.
U Mateju 22 on je pričao o mnogim službenicima
that he had sent to bid them to the marriage,
koje ih je poslao da bi bili na tom na gozbi.
And many they persecuted and killed.
I mnogi su bili proganjani i ubijeni.
And he finally ends up the parable in Matthew 22 with the man being cast into outer darkness.
I parabola u Mateju 22 zaključi se sa onim čovjekom koji je bio bez odela i isteran napolje.
But in Luke 14,
ali u Luci 14,
he's speaking about a servant singular.
Govori o jednom službeniku, jednom.
At supper time.
Za vrijeme večere.
And here he shows us that servant who went out, how he was being rejected.
I tu piše kako je taj služavnik koji izašao bio odvrgnut.
And then in his second pull, he was told to go and get the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.
I kako je onda na drugu ruku, po drugi put bio poslat da dovede siromašne, sakata, slijepe, hrome.
Because 3 times this servant was sent out.
Zbog toga jer je taj služavnik bio poslat 3 puta manje.
I just wanted you to observe that.
Želim samo da primetite to.
Verse 22.
22.
And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room.
I sluga mu javi, gospodaru, učinjeno je što si zapovjedio, ali ima još mjesta.
And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in that my house may be filled.
Gospodar reče služi, iziđi na putove i među ograde i natjeraj svijet da dođe da mi se napuni kuća.
For I say unto you that none of those men who were bitten shall taste of my supper.
Kaže vam da ni jedan od onih koji bijahu pozvani neće okusiti moje večere.
Before you have a seat, I'd like to do one more scripture in Revelation chapter 19.
I prije no što sjednemo, još bih volio pročitati jedan stih iz 19. glave Otkrivenja.
Verse 7.
Sedmi stih.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready.
Veselimo se, kličimo od veselja i zahvalimo Bogu, jer dođe janjetova svadba. Njegova se zaručnica opremila.
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
Dano joj je da se obuče u blistav, čist lan. Lan zapravo označuje pravedna dijela svetih.
And he said unto me, write, blessed are they who are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true saints of God.
Tada mi anđeo reče, piši, blago onima koji su pozvani na Janjetovu svadbenu gozbu. I nadoda, ove su riječi istinite, riječi Božje.
Let's just drop down to verse 17.
Pogledajmo u
verse 17.
U 17. stih.
And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God.
Tada opazih jednog anđela, gdje stojići na suncu, viče jakim glasom svim pticama što lete u najvišem dijelu neba, dođite, skupite se na veliku gozbu Božju, da jedete meso od kraljeva.
Verse 21.
21. stih.
And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh.
A ostali su ubijeni mačem što izlazi iz usta jahača na konju, sve se ptice nasitiše njihova mesa.
Let us pray.
Molimo se.
Our gracious Heavenly Father,
nas veliki nebeski Oče,
we bow our hearts in your presence this evening.
Poklanjamo svoja srca u ove večeri.
Dear God, we realize our insufficiency to even speak on these things which we have read.
Dragi Bože, mi shvaćamo našu nedovoljnost da čak pričamo o tim stvarima koje smo sada čitali.
But we are convinced that it is your word, Father.
Ali mi smo uvjereni da je to tvoja riječ, Ože.
And you promise that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, would come and lead us and guide us into all truth.
I ti se obećao da će Sveti Duh doći i voditi nas, voditi kroz tvoju riječ i istinu.
We ask that you would break the bread of life to us this evening.
Mi te molimo da bi ti prelomio kruh života ove večeri.
And you will make yourself known in the breaking of the bread.
I da bi nam se dao upoznati kod slamanja kruha.
We pray that you reveal yourself to us in such a way.
Mi molimo da bi se nam ti otkrio na taj način.
That would cause us to understand the hour that we are living in.
Da bi tako mogli shvatiti vreme u koje živimo.
And that we might see your plan for this age.
I da bi mogli vidjeti tvoj nacrt za tu dobu.
And that we might come into a closer fellowship with you.
I da bi mogli doći u bliže zajedništvo sa tobom.
Have your way amongst us now.
Neka budi sa nama sad.
And may you speak to us in a personal way.
I govori nama na lični način.
For we ask it in Jesus' name.
Mi to tražimo u Isusovo
ime. Amen. God bless you. May have a seat.
Neka vas Gospod blagoslovi i možete sjesti.
I would like to take for a little title this evening.
Želio bih dati jedan mali naslov ove večere.
Clothed in the wedding garment.
Obučeni u svadbena odjela.
And as we approach this subject that we have under consideration,
i kako prilazimo tom predmetu o kome razmišljamo,
is a very outstanding scripture.
To je jako izuzetni stih.
Because it was parables that Jesus was speaking about the wedding and the wedding supper.
Jer to je prilika u kojoj je Isus pričao o svadbi i svadbenoj večeri.
And we know that we are living in this very hour.
I mi znamo da živimo baš u to vrijeme.
When these things have already been identified to us,
kada su nam ove stvari već bile identifikovane nama,
to be already in the process of fulfillment,
da su već u toku ispunjenja,
because in Luke 14,
Jer u Luci 14
Jesus was telling this parable,
je Isus govorio tu priliku,
which is the same parable of Matthew 22,
koja je ista prilika iz Mateja 22.
But just like it was in this day,
ali isto kao da je to u današnjem danu,
when the Son of Man came in human flesh,
kada je Sin čovječi došao u čovječem mesu, tijelu,
it was the same as when he came in the corporal body.
To je isto kao što je on došao u tom korporal mesenom tijelu, da.
Because it's a repeat of the same ministry.
Jer to je ponovo jedna te ista služba.
It is Hebrews 13:8.
To je Hebrejima 13:8.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever.
Isus Hrist isti juče, danas i zauvijek.
And just as he did in this day,
i kao što je napravio u ovom danu,
he would speak the token maybe in Jeffersonville.
Možda je govorio o znaku u Jeffersonville.
Then he would speak the token in Bakersfield.
I onda bi govorio o znaku u Bakersfield.
Then he might speak it in Beaumont, Texas.
I onda je možda govorio o Beaumont, Texas.
It was the same message.
To je bila jedna te ista poruka.
But in different places,
ali na različitim krajevima,
he would make a different emphasis.
Je on napravio različite isticanja.
And bring out certain points.
I izvadio ili pridoneo određene tačke.
And in Matthew 22,
u Mateju 22,
we see Jesus speaking this parable,
vidimo Isusa kako govori o toj prilici,
but speaking it on a dispensation level,
ali govori o toj na nivou cijele doba, cijele dispensacije,
showing all seven church ages all the way into the marriage supper and the great tribulation,
kako govori za vrijeme svih tih sedam crkvenih doba čak do svadbene večeri.
How God was sending servants down through the ages.
Kako je Bog slao služavnike tokom doba.
Some they treated evil.
Neke su, s nekima su postupili ružno.
Some they killed.
Neke su ubili.
And how God would burn that city and kill those people who persecuted his servants.
I kako je Bog zapalio taj grad i poubio one koji su radili zlo njegovim služenim.
Right down into the time of the marriage supper.
I sve do vremena svadbene večere.
And into the tribulation period.
I za vrijeme patnje.
But when he came to Luke 14,
ali kada dolazi u Luku 14,
he just focused on the last age.
On se fokusira samo na ovo posljednje doba.
He was speaking of one servant.
On govori samo o jednom služavniku.
A servant singular.
Jednom samom
at,
služavniku.
At supper time.
U vrijeme večere.
Not lunch time or breakfast time.
Ne za vrijeme doručka ili ručka.
Supper time.
Nego vrijeme večere.
And supper time is evening time.
I vrijeme večere je večernje doba.
And this servant at supper time.
I taj služavnik u večernje doba.
Had a ministry of three poles.
Je imao službu u tri dijela.
And we notice. And we notice he went out in healing.
I znamo da je izašao sa ozdravljenjima.
Calling the halt, the maimed, the lame, and the blind.
Kako je zvao hrome, slijepe i to.
And the prophet says that's a healing revival.
I prorok je to nazvao oživljenje ozdravljenja.
But then we find that the message became more stern afterwards.
Ali onda nalazimo da poruka postaje snažnija poslije toga.
Because he was told to go and compel them to come to the marriage feast.
Jer je došao da ih privuče kasnije na tu svadbu na večeru.
Now there is also another parable that Jesus told concerning this marriage.
Sada postoji ova prilika koju je Isus govorio o služavniku i večeri.
If I have time afterwards, I will try to read it.
Ako ćemo imati kasnije vremena, ja ću pročitati.
It is in Matthew 25.
To je u Mateju 25.
Where you speak about behold the bridegroom coming.
Kada je pričao o tome prije no što će ženik doći.
And all the wise virgins went in with the bridegroom.
I da su sve mudre djevice ušle sa ženikom.
But the foolish virgins were shut out in the outer darkness.
Ali da su glupe djevice ostale vani.
Just like a man who did not have the robe to go into the wedding supper.
Isto kao taj čovjek koji nije imao obuće u vrijeme svadbe.
So Jesus had something in his mind.
Tako je Isus nešto imao u svojem umu.
We believe that Jesus was the fullness of the word of God.
Mi vjerujemo da je Isus punina riječi Božje.
Amen.
And we believe he was God manifested in the flesh.
I mi vjerujemo da je on bio Bog manifestovan u tijelu.
And don't you this Bible from Genesis to Revelation?
I ako gledamo Bibliju od Geneze do Otkrivenja,
there is only really one marriage and one marriage supper.
Tamo je samo jedno venčanje i jedna večera venčanja.
That all these marriages were a type of.
Znači sve ove svadbe bili su tip.
From the very first marriage in the Garden of Eden.
Od same prve svadbe u Edenskom vrtu.
When God took the bride from the bridegroom.
Kada je Bog uzeo ženu iz ženika.
When he formed Eve from part of Adam.
Kada je uzeo Ivu od rebra, Evu od rebra Adama.
And presented her unto him.
I predstavio mu je.
That very first marriage was speaking about the marriage of the Lamb.
Da, baš prva svadba govorila je i o svadbi jagnjeta.
Which was a great mystery in the back part of God's mind.
Koja je bila velika misterija u zadnjem dijelu uma Gospoda.
And God slowly unfolding his mystery.
I Bog je polako otkrivao svoj misterij, svoju tajnu.
Was showing that one day the bride which was in him unexpressed would come into expression.
I tako je pokazivao kako će nevjesta koja je bila sakrivena u njemu jednog dana doći i biti mu predstavljena.
And should be revealed as bride and wife and queen.
I da će biti otkrivena kao nevjesta i žena i kraljica.
And that would be a unique and special relationship with him.
I to će biti jedinstveno i specijalno, to je specijalni odnos sa njim.
And she'll occupy a special place in his kingdom.
I da će ona zauzeti specijalno mjesto u njegovom kraljestvu.
But there was an appointed time when this would come into expression.
Ali tamo je određeno vrijeme gdje bi to došlo do izražaja.
And since it was such a great mystery in the mind of God,
i pošto je to bila tako velika misterija u umu Božje,
he began to unfold in shadows and types.
On je to počeo otkrivati u sjenama i u tipovima.
To reveal his great mystery.
Da otkrije svoju veliku tajnu.
And when Jesus walked the face of the earth,
i kada je Isus hodao licem zemlje,
he knowing he was the entirety of the word,
kada je znao da je on punina riječi,
from Genesis to Malachi,
od Geneze do Malakije,
as he would read the scriptures,
i kada je on čitao te stihove,
it contained the revelation of himself,
je to imalo u sebi otkrivenje samog sebe.
And the plan of God that was to be revealed in Jesus Christ.
I plan Božji trebao je biti otkriven u Isusu Hristu.
And so he began to speak of this great mystery.
I tako je on počeo govoriti o tim velikim tajnama.
And we know that Matthew 24,
znamo da u Mateju 24,
Jesus was revealing those six seals.
Da je Isus otkrivao tih šest pečata.
And then in Matthew 25 he began to speak in parables.
I onda je u 25. glavi Mateja govorio o prilikama.
Concerning the second coming,
koje se odnose na drugi dolazak.
Which is a great secret.
Koje je velika tajna.
And the first parable he began to speak was about this marriage.
I prva prilika o kojoj je počeo pričati bila je o toj velikoj svadbi.
About the coming of the bridegroom.
O dolasku ženika.
And this voice that announces the mystery of that coming.
I tom glasu koji najavljuje tajnu njegovog dolaska.
That voice that begins to wake up the bride.
Onaj glas koji počinje budit nevjestu.
But as we notice in the way that Jesus expresses these parables,
ali ako opazimo na način koji Isus govori o tim prilikama,
in one place he types the bride as the wise virgins.
U jednom tipu on govori o nevjesti kao o pet mudrih djevica.
In another place he types the bride as the wedding guest.
U jednom drugom tipu označuje nevjestu kao goste na svadbi.
And that has been a stumbling block for many people.
I to je bio kamen spoticanja za mnoge ljude.
But if we would study the Bible carefully,
ali ako proučujemo Bibliju pažljivo,
especially ancient Jewish customs in the Old Testament,
posebno starodavne židovske običaje u Starom zavjetu,
when a person took his position as a ruler over a people,
kada neka osoba zaposjedne mjesto kao voditelj grupe ljudi,
and was invested with that power,
i kada dobije tu moć,
it was called a marriage.
To je bilo nazvano venčanje.
And was normally accompanied by a feast, which was called a marriage feast.
I to je normalno bilo popraćeno sa večerom, sa svadbenom večerom.
If you look in 2 Samuel,
ako čitamo u drugoj Samuelovoj,
and also 1 Kings,
ili u prvoj kraljevima,
when David was coming into power,
kada je David dolazio na snagu,
the men of Judah came and said, we are thy flesh and we are thy bones.
Su ljudi iz Judeje došli i rekli, mi smo tvoje meso i tvoje kosti.
An expression that was used in the Garden of Eden.
To je bio izraz koji je bio upotrebljen u Edenskom garden.
When Adam and Eve was married,
kada su bili Adam i Eva venčani.
And which it says that this is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bones.
Kaže, ovo je meso mog mesa i kost moje kosti.
And it was also used by Paul in the New Testament.
I to je bilo sve upotrebljeno sa strane Paula u Paula na Novom
Zavetu. Ephesians 5.
U Efežanima 5.
Speaking of Christ in the church.
Kad govoreći o Kristu i crkvi.
How she is born of his bones and flesh of his flesh.
Pokušao uzeti kraljevstvo.
Before Solomon came into power,
prije no što je Salomon dobio snagu,
he had a brother by the name of Adonijah.
Imao je ovog služavnika po imenu Adonijah, znaš ti ime?
And he tried to take the kingdom from Solomon.
I on je pokušao uzeti kraljestvo od Salomona.
And he got the priests and the nobles of the city.
I on je imao duhovnike i ovo plemstvo grada.
And they gave a great feast.
I dao im je, pružio im je veliku gostu.
And he was to be inaugurated as king at this feast.
I on bi morao biti prepoznat kao kralj ove gospe.
And so we see,
i tako mi vidimo,
that the marriage of the Lamb,
da je svadba jagnjeta,
is the inauguration of Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Kao prepoznavanje Isusa kao kralja kraljeva i gospoda gospoda.
And that the marriage supper,
i da je vjenčanja večera,
that the Lord Jesus,
da gospod Isus,
would be inaugurated as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the throne of David.
Da će biti on prepoznat ili postavljen kao kralj kraljeva i gospod gospoda na Davidovom tronu.
So the marriage feast,
tako je ta svadbena gozba,
or the feast of inauguration,
ili ta gozba prepoznavanja ili dodeljivanja,
was when the son was put in possession of government.
Je tada kada je sin postavljen na poziciju vlada.
And here is subject for marriage together.
I on ima taj predmet da se oženi zajedno.
And these parables that Jesus was speaking about,
i te prilike o kojima je Isus pričao,
in Matthew 22,
u Mateju 22,
in Luke 14,
u Luci 14,
and Matthew 25,
u Mateju 25,
about this wedding,
o toj svadbi,
applies to that event.
Sve aplicira i ne odnosi se na tu priliku.
Now the prophet says the marriage takes place here.
Prorok kaže da će svadba se odviti ovdje.
But we go to the wedding supper.
Ali mi idemo na svadbenu večer.
But he also said that the bride get married to him at the wedding supper.
Ali on isto kaže da se nevesta ženi sa njim na svadbenoj večer.
Again, that seems to be like a contradiction.
I opet ovo izgleda kao nekakvu suprotnost.
But it's not a contradiction.
Ali to nije suprotnost.
We must be able to separate.
Mi moramo biti u mogućnosti da odlučujemo, da.
When he's speaking on an individual level,
kada on govori o nivou individua, samog sebe,
and when he's speaking about the bride as the entire group of seven church ages,
kada on govori o grupi ljudi, nevjesti kao grupi svih sedam crkvenih doma.
Because we have been united with him, the world here now.
Jer mi smo bili udruženi s njim, sa riječu, ovdje, sada.
But at the wedding supper with the bride of all seven church ages.
Ali na svadbenoj večeri to će biti sve, cijela nevjesta svih sedam doma.
So as Jesus began to approach this great subject,
Tako kada Isus počne prilazi tom velikom predmetu.
We see how he looks at it from us as a dispensational level.
Izgleda prvo kao da tu izgleda cijela taj dob sedmih crkvi, znači ta doba.
We see Revelation 19 is going to burn that city and destroy it off the face of the earth.
Vidimo u Otkrivenju 19 da kaže da će ono mjesto biti uništeno i zapaljeno i uništeno sa lica zemlje.
That city was drunk with the blood of the saints and the martyr of Jesus.
To mjesto koje je bilo pijano od krvi sveca i mučenika.
That city was persecuted and killed his servants who he sent down through the ages.
To mjesto koje je proganjalo i ubijalo njegove služavnike kroz sva doba.
But now we are down to the last age.
Ali sad smo mi ovdje u ovoj posljednjoj dobi.
And as we look at his words, we see how accurate his prophecy was.
I ako pogledamo, kad pogledamo njegovu riječ, vidimo kako određena su njegove riječi bile.
And the prophet of God said,
i prorok Boži kaže,
he said, I never understood these parables.
Kada kaže, ja nikad nisam razumeo te prilike.
Until I traveled in the Orient.
Dok nisam putovao za Orijent.
And when I saw how the customs were,
i kad sam vidio kakve su tamo navike,
he said, I begin to understand what Jesus was talking about.
Kaže, počeo sam razumjeti ono o čemu je govorio Isus.
He said, because they still have the same customs today.
Kaže, jer oni još uvijek imaju iste navike danas.
And when they are having a wedding in the east,
i kada oni na istoku imaju svadbu,
they will have a list of the invited guests.
Oni bi napravili listu pozvanih gostiju.
And if there's 500 invited guests,
i tamo ima recimo 500 pozvanih gostiju,
they will have 500 invitations.
Oni bi poslali 500 pozvanih.
They will have a table seated with 500 seats.
Oni bi imali 100 za 500 pozvanih.
The bridegroom would have to furnish 500 robes.
I ženik bi trebao nabaviti i 500 odela.
According to the custom.
To je sve po običaju.
The daughters who are given an invitation.
I oni, da bi oni kojima su dana pozvanice.
They will receive an invitation because the name was on a list.
Oni bi dobili pozvanicu jer je njihovo ime na toj listi.
That was made up before the invitation was sent out.
Koje je bilo napravljeno prije no što su te pozvanice bile poslate van.
And when they received the invitation,
i kad bi primili tu pozvanicu,
they begin to understand the only reason they received the invitation is because the name was on that list.
Oni bi saznali da je jedini način, jedini razlog zašto su dobili tu pozvanicu jer je njihovo ime bilo na listi.
And that's why a servant was sent to call that name.
I zato je bio služanik poslat da imenuje to ime.
And furnish them with that invitation.
I da mu da tu pozvanicu.
Then they would come to the knowledge that there is going to be a marriage.
I tada bi te oni upoznali da će da se sprema svadba.
And they didn't choose to be on the list, but they were chosen.
I da su oni odabrani na toj listi, oni su odabrani.
And he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you.
Kaže, niste vi mene odabrali, nego ja sam vas odabrao.
And we put them on the expectation for that great event to which they were invited.
I on ih je sada dao na to priželjkivanje, sačekivanje za taj događaj koji će se dogoditi.
And it would be a great honor to those who were given the invitation.
I to bi bila velika čast za one koji su primili tu pozvanicu.
Because they know that many others could be chosen instead of them.
Jer znaju da bi mogli, mnogi drugi mogli biti pozvani umjesto njih.
But they were considered by the one who was having this marriage.
Ali oni su bili ti odabrani od onih koji imao svadbu.
And they were selected out of a great number.
I oni su bili odabrani među velikog naroda.
And they have to keep that invitation.
I oni trebaju držati tu pozornicu.
And then on the day of that event they would come with the invitation.
Da bi za dan tog događaja došli sa tom pozornicom.
And the bridegroom have all those robes furnished and ready.
I nevjesta će imati sve ona odela pripremljena za svadbu.
Because it was the custom in the wedding feast,
jer to je bio običaj na tim svadbenim gozbama,
that all would be the same,
da bi svi bili isti, jednaki.
Not, they were different in nature.
Ne da, da imaju drugačije prirode.
They were different colors.
Različitih boja.
Different heights.
Različitih višina.
Different personalities.
Različitih ličnosti.
But they all had the same robe.
Ali svi su imali isto odelo.
Amen. And then they had a designated place that they were ordained to.
I onda imaju određeno mjesto za koga su određeni.
And they would take the place that was reserved for them.
I oni bi tada zauzeli mjesto koje je bilo pripremljeno za njih.
And so Jesus, having this great knowledge of the mystery of God.
I tako Isus, imajući to veliko znanje, poznavanje tajne Boga,
used these parables to express this mystery.
Upotrebio je te prilike da izrazi tu tajnu.
And he knowing that this last day will be the day of the marriage.
I on znajući da će taj zadnji dan biti dan svatbe.
As he began to speak this parable,
je počeo govoriti te parabole.
Not only does he lay out the mystery,
ne samo da bi otkrio tajnu,
but he focuses his attention on the attitude of the people in the day when they are receiving that invitation just before the wedding supper.
Ali on se osredotočio i na tu atmosferu, na taj odnos ljudi u taj dan kada će primat te pozvanice.
We see the attitude of the people down to the edges in Matthew 22.
Mi vidimo u Mateju 22 odnos tih ljudi kroz sve te dobe.
And we see the attitude in the last age when the servant singular came with the ministry of healing.
I mi vidimo taj odnos u ovom posljednjem dobu, u Luci 14, kada je jedan sam služavnik došao.
And Jesus focused his attention on the attitude of the people.
I Isus fokusira našu pažnju na odnose danas.
He goes on to show the attitude of God.
On ide dalje da bi pokazao i odnos Boga
to the people,
do ljudi,
in relation of the people's attitude to the invitation.
Na način odnošaja ljudi prema pozvanici.
And the king was very angry.
I kralj bio je jako ljud.
He was so angry.
On je bio toliko ljud. Yeah.
That when they esteem their social and business things above the invitation to the wedding.
Kada su svi podigli njihove lične obaveze iznad njegovog pozvanja.
Jesus was shown when the invitation was being sent.
Isus je pokazao da kad je ta pozvanica bila poslata,
it found people so engrossed in their business ventures.
Od tih ljudi koji su bili toliko zaokupirani sa tim njihovim poslovima,
it found them so involved in the social affairs.
Kako su bili nekako uključeni u te ljudske afere.
One man said, I just bought 5 yoke of oxen.
Jedan čovjek je rekao, ja sam tek kupio 5 uprega vola.
I'm going to some agriculture.
Ja se idem nekako poljoprivredu.
I'm expecting a bumper crop this year.
Ja očekujem jako veliki pridjel ove godine.
And so I invest my money in this oxen to plow all these fields.
I tako sam investirao svoj novac u te volove tako da bi obradio ta polja.
I don't have time with this thing now.
I tako ide to. Nema vremena za te stvari.
He says, you should have made bring this invitation 5 months ago.
Kaže, morao bi mi prinijeti tu pozvanicu prije 5 mjeseci.
But now my money is tied up in this investment.
Ali sada je moj novac u toj investiciji.
Another man said, well, I just got married.
Drugi je rekao, ja sam se tek oženio.
And he was looking at his social affairs.
I on je opet gledao na te ljudske poslove.
He said, I'm not telling this invitation, this is going to take me all out and mess up my plans.
Kaže, ja nemam sad vremena za tu pozvanicu, to će mi pokvariti moje plane.
And they felt that they were justified in making excuses.
I oni su oni su mislili da su tako opravdani sa tim opravdanjem.
And they allow the present circumstances to blind them from the grace that was extended to them and the consideration that God had for them in giving them that invitation.
I oni su sa tim sadašnjim stanjem sebi zaslijepili oči da ne bi vidjeli kako ljudi jer kako su u Božjim očima bili postavljeni u tu poziciju da su bili pozvani na tu svadbu.
And when the servant went back to his master,
i kada je služabnik došao nazad gospodaru,
his master burned with anger.
I njegov gospodar bio goreć od ljubi.
And Jesus was reflecting the and showing the attitude of God to those people who would refuse his invitation in the last days.
I Isus je tu pokazivao baš taj tip kako će biti Bog ljud na sve te ljude koji će otkloniti njegovo pozvanje u zadnji dan.
I wanted to notice something.
Želim da zapazite
nešto. They went away maybe feeling justified that they had a legitimate excuse.
Oni su možda otišli misleći da su oni opravdani sa tim svojim opravdanjem.
And they have never seen themselves as rejecting the word.
I oni nikad nisu sebe vidjeli kao one koji su odbacili riječ.
They never saw themselves as refusing the grace of God.
Oni nikad nisu vidjeli sebe kao one koji odbacuju milost Božju.
They might have viewed the matter as a temporary postponement.
Oni su možda vidjeli to kao stvar, nekakvu stvar, neke sadašnje rasježnosti.
Which they were trying to give attention to in a more convenient time.
Kojoj će oni dati svoju pažnju u možda malo više u pogodnijom vremenu.
No, Jesus could have finished the parable right here.
I Isus bi mogao završiti priliku baš tu.
But he showed how God viewed the attitude of the people.
Ali to pokazuje kako je Bog video taj odnos ljudi.
He said, none of these men will taste of my supper.
Kaže, niko od ovih ljudi neće okusit moju večer.
What is the rapture?
Šta je uznesenje?
It's going to the wedding supper.
To znači odlazak na svadbenu večer.
And many people.
I mnogi ljudi.
They didn't just believe there was going to be a wedding supper.
Oni ne da ne vjeruju da će biti svadba, večera svadba.
They didn't just believe that there was an invitation being sent.
Oni ne da nisu povjerovali da je poslata pozvanica.
They didn't just believe that there was a marriage going to take place.
Oni ne da ne vjeruju da će biti svadba.
They believed all that.
Oni sve to vjeruju.
But they just didn't see it as priority.
Ali oni to ne vide kao prioritetu, prvu stvar.
And they saw what they were involving as more important.
I vide ono u čemu se oni nalaze više od višeg značaja.
They had allowed themselves to get so deep in their social and business affairs.
Oni su dozvolili sami sebe da se upuste u te ljudske poslove tako duboko.
That they became entangled in the affairs of this life.
Da su bili, kako da kažem, svezani, pomešani u te afere ovog života.
They were laboring for meat that perisheth. They were laboring for meat that perisheth.
Oni rade za meso koje će biti pogubljeno.
They were trying to store treasures on earth.
Oni žele pridobiti dragocenosti zemlje.
And that was happening while this servant at supper time was having a healing ministry.
I to se događalo u vrijeme kada je u vrijeme večere služavnik imao službe ozdravljenja.
A healing ministry that was for running the wedding and the wedding supper.
Službe ozdravljenja, te su predskazale, bile kao preteča svadbi i večeri svadbi.
The prophet, what's the problem of the day?
Prorok je rekao, šta je program dana?
It is the program of the day, divine healing.
Kaže, to je program dana, je božansko ozdravljenje.
It happened internationally.
To se događa internacionalno.
Because it is forerunning the coming of the Lord.
Jer je to preteča dolaska Gospoda.
And we see how he went out in the first and second bullet signs to attract the people's attention, to get them ready for a message.
I vidimo kako je u prvom i drugom ovom potezanju išao da pripremi pažnju ljudi na ono što će doći posle toga.
And after the healing revival,
i posle tog oživljenja, ozdravljenja,
at midnight,
u ponoć,
there was a cry,
bio je povika,
behold, a bridegroom cometh.
Patnja, dolazi ženi.
A message unfolding the mystery of the coming of the Lord.
To bila poruka koju otkrivala tajnu Gospoda.
And on the message of rapture.
I u poruci uznesenja.
Which is the threefold mystery of the second coming.
Koja je tristupanska misterija drugog dolaska.
Because the seventh seal is his second coming.
Jer sedmi pečat je u drugom dolasku.
And the seventh seal unfolded in the threefold mystery.
I sedmi pečat je otkrio tu tristupansku misteriju.
And under the shout,
i ispod te povike,
which is a message to gather the people together.
Koja je bila poruka da skupi ljudi zajedno.
A message saying, behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Poruka koja kaže, pazi, dolazi ženja.
And the rapture is that it's the last trimming time.
A u poruci uznesenje kaže, to je,
with lamp trimming time.
To je vreme čišćenja svetilja.
Amen. And that was what is taking place under this message.
Kaže, i to je to što se događa u toj poruci.
He said, and the trump of God is the call to the wedding supper.
Kaže, truba Božja je poziv na svadbenu večer.
The shout gathers the bride together.
Kaže, povika skuplja nevestu zajedno.
The voice brings up the dead and sleeping saints.
Glas podiže mrtve svece.
But the trump, we go to the wedding supper.
Ali kod trube mi idemo na večeru.
So these parables that Jesus was talking about,
znači ove prilike o kojima je pričao Isus,
about the marriage and the marriage supper,
o svadbi i svadbenoj večeri,
was connected to the threefold mystery of his coming.
Bila je povezana sa toj tristupačnoj službi koja dolazi.
When there will be a servant at supper time,
kada je bio ovaj služabnik u vreme večere,
a servant in the evening time,
služabnik u večernje doba,
with a healing ministry,
sa službom ozdravljenja,
forerunning the second coming,
kao preteča drugog dolaska,
forerunning the marriage and then the marriage supper,
preteča svadbe i svadbene večere.
So Jesus was showing this.
Tako je Isus to pokazao.
And so we see,
i mi vidimo,
before we go to the marriage supper,
prije no što idemo na svadbenu večeru,
we must get our robe.
Moramo dobiti naša obuću.
And before we get our robe,
prije no što dobijemo našu obuću,
we must receive our invitation.
Moramo primiti naše pozvanje.
Hallelujah! So there was a servant in the evening time.
Tako će biti služavnik u večernje doba.
Coming, calling those names.
Koji će dolaziti i zvati ta imena.
Revealing that the marriage supper is at hand.
Otkrivajući da je svadbena večera pri ruci.
Revealing that all things are ready.
Otkrivajući da su sve stvari pripremljene.
God's word come for total separation.
Da je Božja riječ zove na potpunu izolaciju.
So we can come into a complete union with him.
Tako da mi možemo doći u potpuno sjedinjenje.
Because this is the uniting time.
To je vreme sjedinjenja.
Amen. And so we see,
i tako mi vidimo,
that after the sleeping saints are raised up,
da posle toga kad će biti ovi zaspali sveci podignuti,
then death together with the living saints,
onda se oni ujedine sa živećim svetima,
who would be changed,
koji će biti promenjeni,
would be caught up to meet the Lord in the air,
i bit će uzeti da susretnu Gospoda u zraku.
And six trumpets have already sounded,
i šest truba je već trubilo,
to rush the Jews back in the homeland,
da potisne Židove natrag u njihovu rođenu.
And just like when Joseph's brothers was gathered back,
i to je bilo kao kada je su Josefova braća došla nazad.
Then Joseph had to dismiss his wife to the palace.
Onda je Josef poslao svoju ženu u palac.
So he can reveal himself to his brothers.
Tako da bi on otkrio sebe braću.
And the feast of the trumpets,
i na toj svetkovini truba,
which was the gathering of Israel together,
koje je bilo skupljanje Izraela zajedno.
And they are gathered together waiting to recognize Joseph.
I oni su se skupili zajedno čekajući da prepoznaju Josefa.
To recognize the Messiah.
Da prepoznaju Mesiju.
And those sounding of the six trumpets,
i te trubanje, šest truba,
was to gather them together.
Bilo je da ih skupi zajedno.
Rushing them from all nations.
Da ih potisne iz svih
And the last trump, the Bible said, the last trump, the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible.
Kaže, zadnja truba, sedma truba je da bi mrtvi u Kristu ušli podignuti nepokvareni.
And so we see between that sixth and seventh trumpet.
Tako vidimo između te šeste i sedme trube.
Revelation 10 appears in the Bible.
Dolazi otkrivenje 10 u Bibliji.
Right in that interval.
Baš u tom intervalu.
And that is the coming of the bridegroom.
To je bio dolazak ženi.
The Lord descended from heaven with a shout.
Gospod je poslat iz nebesi sa povikom.
The opening of the seven seals.
Otvorenje sedam pečata.
The coming of the Lord.
Dolazak Gospoda.
The bridegroom coming to be united with the bride.
Ženik dolazi da bude sjedinjen sa nevestom.
And that was the message that followed the healing revival.
I to je bila poruka koja je išla iza ozdravljenja, oživljenja.
Now this great marriage,
sada ova velika svadba,
as I said, was laid in shadows and types down through the Bible.
Kao što sam rekao, pokazana je u sjenkama i u tipovima kroz cijelu Bibliju.
There is only one marriage.
Samo je samo jedna svadba.
That God had in his mind.
Koji je Bog imao u svojoj misli.
But was so great.
Ali je tako velika.
He showed these other marriages in type.
Da je pokazivao sve te ostale svadbe u tipovi.
So we can have an insight.
Tako da imamo u pogled.
And understand this great union and relationship.
I da možemo razumjeti tu veliko sjedinjenje i taj odnos.
Between God and his elected people.
Između Boga i njegovih odabranih ljudi.
Let's look at a couple of them.
Pogledajmo nekoliko njih.
Look at Rebecca in the Bible.
Pogledajmo Rebeku u Bibliji.
She was called in the evening time.
Ona je bila pozvana u večernje doba.
When one man,
kada je jedan,
a servant,
služan,
Eliezer, went out,
izašao,
with gifts,
sa darovi,
and raiment,
i poklonima.
He gave gifts to her brother and her mother.
On je dao darove njezinoj braći i majci.
But he took the raiment for Rebecca.
Ali on je uzeo to odjelo za Rebeku.
And he gave her the raiment with gifts.
I dao ju je sa darovi.
And she was dressed in that raiment.
I ona je bila obučena u to odjelo.
Clothed in the raiment provided by the bridegroom.
Ona je bila obučena u odjelo koje je napravio, odnosno priskrbio ženi.
And she was being called in the evening time.
I ona je bila uzeta u večernje doba.
When the sun was in the west.
Kada je bio sin na zapadu.
And we find that this Rebecca.
I nađemo da ta Rebecca.
She wore the same camels that she watered.
Te iste kamele koje je ona napojila.
The beast which the messenger brought.
Znači, ove životinje, da, koje je glasnik doveo.
And that beast represents the world of power.
A ta životinja predskazuje riječ, snagu.
That was carrying her.
Koja ju je nosila.
And the same camels that she watered.
I te iste kamele koje je napojila.
Back to meet that unseen bridegroom. And she traveled for a season.
I ona je putovala jedno vreme.
Seeing only the messenger.
Videći samo glasnik.
But then one day.
Tada jednog dana.
She began to break into the unseen realm.
Ona je počela ulaziti u neviđene.
And he who she hadn't seen before.
I ona koga prije nije videla.
Began to be unfolded to her.
Bio je otkriven njoj.
And here is the Eliezer.
I tu je bio taj Eliezer.
The evening messenger.
Večerni glasnik.
Revealed the bridegroom to the bride.
Koji je otkrivao ženika nevjesta.
So they can come into a union.
Tako da bi došli u sjedinjenje.
Look at Ruth in the Bible.
Pogledajmo tu taj korijen u Bibliji.
Ruth came at harvest time.
Ruti. Znači Ruta je došla u vreme žetvenje.
Harvest time when the seed come back to seed.
Vreme žetve kada seme dolazi natrag u seme.
And Matthew 13 Jesus said this, the harvest time is the end of the age.
I u Mateju 13 Isus kaže da je vreme žetve
Matthew 13.
Da je to kraj svijeta.
Jesus said that the harvest time is the end of the age.
Kaže Isus u Mateju 13 da je vreme žetve kraj svijeta.
And so now
Tako Naomi,
at time of the Jewish remnant,
znači to je bila tip židovkinje,
been rushed back into Palestine.
Ona je bila potisnuta natrag u Palestinu.
After her family died.
Posle toga što je njezina familija umrla.
And they died under the judgment of God.
I oni su umrli pod sudbom Boga.
Amen. And that persecution caused her to be homesick.
I ta persekucija bila je nazvana kao domotože, kako bi.
And she came in at harvest time.
I došla je baš u vrijeme žetve.
And Ruth the Gentile.
I Ruta, pogankinja,
was coming at the same time.
Došla je u isto vrijeme.
And so we see when 1946 the Jews was rushed back in the homeland.
I kada vidimo da su 1946. Židovi bili opet u svoje domaće zemlje.
At the end of the Pentecostal age.
Na kraju Pentecostalnog doba.
When God was sending out a one man.
Kada je Bog poslao van jednog čovjeka.
Hallelujah! Because the angel of the Lord appeared in the cave in Greenmills, Indiana at the same time.
Jer je
the angel of the Lord here in the cave in Greenmills, Indiana.
Jer je angel gospodin
došao u jami, da,
proroka. Aha, došao u jami, da, kod proroka, u večernju.
At the same time when the Jews were going back in the homeland.
U isto vrijeme kada Židovi se vraćaju u domaću zemlju.
He was sent to call a Gentile bride.
On je bio poslat da pozove pogansku nevjestu.
And we find Ruth had to come through the stage of the redemption.
I da kao što je Ruta bila u tom dobu otkupljenja.
In the harvest time.
U dobu žetve.
In the field of Boaz.
Na polju Boaz.
And that harvest time,
u to vrijeme žetve,
Boaz was being revealed,
Boaz se otkrio,
as the Lord of the harvest,
kao gospod žetve,
as the kinsman redeemer,
kao kraljevski otkupljenik,
and as the bridegroom of the Gentile bride,
i kao ženik poganskoj nevjesti.
And Ruth had to mark the spot where Boaz lay and laid on the air.
I Ruta je bila tamo gdje je Boaz lego, i ona je tamo.
And then Boaz took his garment and he wrapped the root in it.
I onda je Boaz uzeo svoje odijelo i sad uvio rutu.
Hallelujah! A time the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
To je tip krsta u Svetom Duhu.
Just like we better have to put on raiment furnished by the bridegroom.
Kao što smo uzimali ono odijelo koje je bilo pripremljeno od kao što je Rebeka, da, uzela to odijelo koje je bilo pripremljeno od ženi.
Let's look at one more.
Uzmimo još jednu više.
Another type of the bride.
Još jedan tip neveste.
Esther.
Esther.
Esther is the last woman in the Old Testament.
Esther je posljedna žena u Starom Zavetu.
She was the queen.
Ona je bila kraljica.
And she, and the book of Esther,
i u knjizi Esterina,
is placed between Nehemiah and Job in the Old Testament.
Postavljena između nekime i Joba u Starom Zavetu.
And the Hebrew Old Testament,
i u hebrejskom Starom Zavetu,
Ezra and Nehemiah was one book.
Ezra i Nehemija, to su jedna knjiga.
And Ezra and Nehemiah is the Jews returning to Palestine to rebuild the temple and wait for the Messiah.
I Ezra i Nehemija su bili oni Židovi koji su bili obraćeni, odnosno poslati da ponove izgrade tempel, šator.
After it was come out of Babylon where they were taken to captivity.
Posle toga kad su bili odvezeni u Babilon gdje su bili u progonstvu.
And Job is the resurrection.
I Job je ustan.
So between the Jews going back in the homeland, the resurrection.
Znači, između toga kada Židovi idu u svoju domaću zemlju i ustanka,
and the Jews went back in the homeland in 1946.
I Židovi su išli u svoju zemlju 1946.
Six trumpets sounded to push the Jews back in the homeland.
Šest truba je trubilo da potisnu Židove u njihovu zemlju.
And the last trump brings the resurrection.
I posljednja truba donosi ustanak.
And between that six and seven trumpet,
između te šeste i sedme trube,
between Nehemiah and Job,
između Nehemije i Joba,
between the Jews going up in the homeland to rebuild the temple and wait for Messiah,
između toga kada Židovi se vrate u njihov dom i izgrade šator,
and the resurrection,
i ustanka,
the seven voices of the king thundered on the seventh day. sedam glasova kralja glasalo, grmelo je sedmi dan, sedam dana.
Calling for his wife to appear in his presence.
Pozivajući njegovu ženu da dođe u njegovo prisustvo.
And Vashti rejected the seven voices of the king.
I Vashti je odbacila je te pozive.
And when she rejected those seven voices of the king,
i kada je ona odbila ove glasove kralja, sedam glasova,
she was totally separated from his presence.
Ona je bila potpuno odvojena iz njegovog prisustva.
And the king chose a virgin bride.
I kralj je odabrao djevicu,
which was Esther.
Koja je bila Esther.
And she was dressed in the royal apparel.
I ona je bila obučena u kraljevsku odjelu.
And she could come into the presence of the king.
I ona je mogla doći u prisutnost Boga.
And so we see all these types of these brides coming into marriage in the Old Testament.
I tako vidimo sve te tipove nevjesta koje su dolazile u Starom Zavetu.
Rebecca being called in the evening time.
Rebecca bila je pozvana u večernje doba.
After Eliezer went out.
Posle no što je izašao Eliezer.
Ruth being called.
Ruta bila je pozvana.
When Naomi returned back in the homeland.
Kada se Naomi vratila u svoju rodnu zemlju.
And Esther.
I Estera.
Coming in.
Ušla je.
After Vashti was rejected.
Posle no što je Vashti bila odbačena.
Between the Jews going back in the homeland.
U vreme kada su se Židovi vraćali u svoju rođenu zemlju.
And the resurrection.
I usta.
And all these were typing this last day.
I sve to je tipiziralo ovaj posljednji dan.
This very hour.
To baš to, tu taj sad.
When the true bride is going to come into union with the bridegroom.
Kada će prava nevjesta doći u udruženje sa ženikom.
And Jesus, knowing that the mystery was being revealed in those shadows and types down to the Bible.
I Isus je znao da će te misterije biti otkrivene kroz te sjene i tipove kroz Bibliju.
When he was informed in the mystery of this marriage and this marriage supper.
Kada je on otkrivao tu tajnu te svadbe i svadbene večere.
He placed it in this very day.
On je to postavio baš u taj naš dan.
In this very hour he placed it.
Taj baš sad je postavio.
When a servant would go get supper time.
Kada će izići služavnik za vreme večera.
With a healing revival.
Sa oživljenim zdravljem.
With a ministry of three poles.
Sa službom tri poteza.
So we can see that this is coming to pass already.
Tako da mi vidimo da se to već događa.
And this is the hour.
I da je to čas.
We must receive that role.
Kada moramo mi primiti to odelo.
Because the marriage supper.
Jer svadbena večera.
Is in another dimension.
Je u drugoj dimenziji.
We live in three dimensions here.
Mi živimo u tri dimenzije ovdje.
Like matter and time. Like matter and time.
Aha. Znači svetlo, substan, materija i vreme. Da.
And the fourth dimension. Science have discovered it.
I četvrtu dimenziju znanost je otkrila.
They haven't discovered the other six, they only discovered the fourth one.
Nisu još otkrili šestu, otkrili su samo četvrtu.
And when they discovered that fourth dimension,
i kada su otkrili četvrtu dimenziju,
they failed to realize what they broke into.
Oni su upoznali u šta su upali, nisu prepoznali u šta su upali.
They came face to face. With the reality,
oni su došli licem u lice sa realnošću.
That everything that we do is being recorded.
Da svaka stvar koja mi napravimo da je snimana.
And would be the basis of the judgment of the world.
I da će biti to osnova sudbi zemaljskoj.
It would be the very evidence that would condemn them.
Bit će to baš taj dokaz koji će ih optužiti.
Because they would not be able to deny that they did what is being shown and they said what is being spoken.
Jer neće biti u mogućnosti da zaniječe ono što je bilo snimljeno i što će biti pokazano u to vrijeme.
But that marriage supper that Jesus was speaking about.
Ali ta svadbena večera o kojoj je Isus pričao.
Is not to take place here on the earth.
Neće uzeti mjesto, neće se dogoditi ovdje na zemlji.
Is to take place in the other world.
dogodit će se u na drugom svijetu.
In the unseen world.
U neviđenom svijetu.
In another dimension.
U jednoj drugoj dimenziji.
And we have to change our body before we can change dimensions.
I mi moramo promijeniti naša tijela prije no što možemo promijeniti dimenzije.
And we have to change our nature before we can change our bodies.
I mi moramo promijeniti naše naravi, našu naturu prije no što promijenimo naša tijela.
And you have seen many people in this hour.
I biste vidjeli mnogo ljudi u tom sadu.
They are looking to go in the world and suffer.
Oni gledaju na odlazak na večer.
And they don't realize they have to have faith to change their bodies.
I ne upoznaju da trebaju imati vjere da idu na idu na to.
And many who have not changed their nature is looking for a change of body.
I mnogi koji nisu promijenili svoju narav gledaju na promijenjenje njihovih tijela.
And you cannot change dimension if you don't change your body.
I vi ne možete promijeniti dimenzije ako ne promijenite vašeg tijela.
And you cannot change your body if your nature is not changed.
I ne možete promijeniti vaših tijela ako vaša natura, narav nije promijenjena.
And that nature cannot change and come into a new birth if the atmosphere around you is not changed.
I ta narav ne može doći u novo rođenje ako ta atmosfera oko vas nije promijenjena.
But this very message,
ali tu je baš ona poruka.
This very divinely revealed mystery truth,
od Boga otkrivena misteriozna istina.
This eye salve has anointed our eyes of understanding.
To znači, to je taj vid očiju koji je pomazan sa razumijevanjem.
It's changing the atmosphere around us.
To promjenjuje tu atmosferu oko nas.
Like when Elisha prayed, the Lord opened the boy's eyes.
Kada je i Elize molio i rekao, molim te otvori dječkima oči.
And when his eyes were opened.
Kada su njihove oči bile otvorene.
And he began to see what the prophet was seeing.
I kada je video šta je prorok video.
He could begin to live and walk the way the prophet was living and walking.
On je počeo živjeti i hodati na onom što je prorok video i na čemu je.
But until he was seeing what the prophet was seeing, he couldn't walk like the prophet walked.
Ali prije no što je video ono što je prorok video, nije mogao hodati kao što je on.
He could only see the things in this physical realm.
On je mogao vidjeti samo stvari u tom fizičnom.
And he was terrified by what he was seeing.
I on je bio prestravljen od onog što je video.
But the prophet of the Lord opened the boy's eyes.
Ali posle što je prorok rekao da Bog otvori njegove oči.
Let him get a glimpse into the unseen world.
Kada je imao pogled u taj neviđeni svijet.
Let him begin to realize that nothing will happen here unless it's influence from the air.
Neka vidi da se ništa ne može dogoditi ovdje dok nema dozvole sa onog drugog.
And let him begin to see they who are with us.
I neka on počne vidjeti one koji su sa nama.
And when the boy's eyes begin to be open.
Kada su dječje oči bile otvorene.
He was no longer being terrified.
Nije bio više prestrašen.
He was no longer being all excited and frustrated.
On nije bio više frustriran i
His atmosphere was changing.
Atmosfera bio.
And so God will change our atmosphere.
I tako Bog treba promijeniti našu
atmosferu. Put us in a new atmosphere.
Da nas postavi u drugu.
We have to break the sin barrier.
Prebijemo tu barijeru grijeha.
We are the coming in a humanistic realm.
Da dođemo sa tog do čovječeg, da humanističkog grijeha.
Where we hope.
Gdje mi se nadamo.
We hope in and wishing.
Gdje se mi nadamo i želimo.
And we have to come into the realm of revelation.
I da dođemo na područje otkrivenja.
Where it revealed to us.
Gdje je to otkriveno.
We have a tight books.
Da gdje imamo mi snažne oprije.
Our compass is pointing to the North Star.
Naš kompas je usmjeren sjevernoj zvijezdi.
We not toss to and fro.
Mi ne idemo lijevo desno.
Amen. Then we come into a real birth.
Neka dođe do pravog rođenja.
And then our nature is changed.
I onda je narav promjena.
Then as we grow and mature.
Onda mi rastemo i zorimo.
As we feed upon the word.
Kada smo hranili na riječ.
As we are word upon word.
Kako imamo riječ na riječ.
We can we and being formed in that word image.
I mi možemo se oformiti u taj oblik riječi.
We can come into a new into a new body.
Mi možemo doći u novo tijelo.
Where we can be free from the law of gravitation.
Gdje ćemo biti slobodni od gravitacije.
That is holding us captivity in this dimensional prison.
Koja nas je držala u zatočništu ove zemaljske teritorije.
Because when we go to heaven.
Jer kad mi idemo u nebo.
We don't fly off in the air somewhere.
mi ćemo letjeti, mi nećemo da letjeti negdje po.
It's another dimension faster than this one.
To je neka druga dimenzija, brža od ove.
And here God's in a prophet.
I tu je Bog u proroku.
To teach us about theophanies.
Da nas poučuje o teofaniji.
To teach us about the ministry of angels.
Da nas poučuje o službi anđela.
To teach us about the realm of visions.
Da nas poučuje o području vizija.
To teach us about dimensions.
Da nas poučuje o dimenzijama.
Because in this age,
jer u ovo doba,
like Enoch,
kao Enoch,
we are going to change dimensions.
Mi ćemo promijeniti dimenzije.
And under this message,
pod tom porukom,
which is the invitation coming out,
kada je ta pozvanica izašla,
calling us to a separation,
zove nas na separaciju,
that might bring us into a union,
da bi nas dovela u udruženje,
a union with the world,
udruženje s rijekom,
that might receive a robe,
da bi mogli primiti odjelo,
to go into the wedding supper,
da idemo na večeru.
And the prophet of God,
i prorok Boži,
seeing Jesus speaking about this great reality,
video je Isusa govoriti o tim realnostima,
and how the type of in the Old Testament,
i ove tipovi starog zavjeta,
and how the bride was dressed in that garment,
i kako će biti nevjesta obučena u to odjelo,
he began to tell a parable.
On je počeo pričati priliku.
The prophet wasn't a parable, but a prophecy for the last days.
To nije bila parabola proroka, to je bilo proroštvo za zadnje dane.
And he took that prophecy and he put it under the seventh seal.
I on je uzeo to proroštvo i stavio ga u sedmi pečat.
He put the marriage under the first bowl.
On je dao svadbu u prvi
first bowl. The shout,
znači povika.
The message that comes forth.
Poruka koji dolazi napred.
The revealing of the bridegroom.
Otkrivenje ženika.
The revealing of the son of man.
Otkrivenje sina čovječa.
The headship coming to unite with the body.
Kako glava dolazi u sjedinjenje s telom.
No wonder the prophet says it's a uniting time and sign.
Zato prorok kaže to je znak vremena ujedinjenja.
He preached oneness.
On je pričao o jedinosti.
Oneness to be restored in this day.
Jedinosti koja će biti obnovljena u ovom danu.
Invisible union.
Neviđeno ujedinjenje.
He was talking about something.
On je pričao o nečemu.
A great reality.
U velikoj realnosti.
And a bride who is going to drop this robe of flesh.
I o nevesti koja će baciti to odijelo mesa.
Will have a change of body.
Koja će imati promjenu tijela.
Wrapped in faith was laid in these messages.
Koja će biti uznesena sa vjerom u tu poruku.
Transforming power.
To je ta snaga transformacije.
That will change us into the world image.
Koja će nas promijeniti iz tog svjetskog
prizma. And change these atoms around that world image.
I promijeniti ove atome tog. U lik Božje riječi.
And bring us into that theophany.
I donješće nas u te teofanije.
So we can go to the wedding supper.
Tako da bi mogli ići na svadbenu večer.
It's a great thing, friend.
To je veliki utjecaj.
It's a reality.
To je realnost.
It is something that is happening.
To je nešto što se događa.
Not that it's going to happen.
Ne da će se dogoditi.
It's already been unfolded.
Ali već je bilo otkriveno.
Have we seen the servant who came with the invitation?
Da li smo vidjeli tog služanika koji je došao sa pozvanicom?
Have we seen the healing revival?
Da li smo vidjeli to oživljenje, ozdravljenje?
Have we heard the announcement of the bridegroom coming?
Svadbenu večer.
We must wear that robe.
Mi moramo nositi to odijelo.
And that robe is to be furnished after we receive the invitation.
I to odijelo ćemo obući kada posle toga što dobijemo poziv.
And because our name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
I zbog toga jer je naše ime upisano u knjizi života.
We receive an invitation written in his blood.
Mi primamo njegov poziv upisan s njegovom krvi.
And the voice of that blood calling our name.
I glas te krvi zove ime.
Given us faith to separate from the things of the world.
Koje nam daje vjeru da se separiramo od stvari ovog svijeta.
He also revealed those who turned down the invitation.
On je otkrio i one koji su odbili poziv.
Those who didn't have the robe.
One koji nisu imali odijelo.
He revealed the foolish virgins who will be shut out.
On je otkrio nemudre djevice koje će biti zatvorene van.
Don't they knew of the bridegroom coming?
koji su znale da ženik dolazi.
Though they knew of the wedding.
Iako su znale o svadbi.
Though they knew of the wedding supper.
Iako su znale o svadbenoj večeri.
Having the knowledge is no evidence of going.
Imati znanje to još nije znak odlaska.
That is why the man came and sat down.
Zato je čovjek došao i seo.
He said, friend, how come, where's your robe?
Kaže, prijatelj, gdje ti je odelo?
He had received an invitation.
On je primio pozvanicu.
But he gave priority to his business and to his social affairs above the word.
Ali on je iznad riječi dao prioritetu svojim privatnim poslovima i ljudskim stvarima.
And when his business fell through and he went bankrupt.
I kada je bio u tom poslu, on je bankrotirao.
When his wife died.
Kada je njegova žena umrla.
Or they end up in divorce.
Ili je završila u rastavu.
He tried to come to the wedding supper.
On je pokušavao doći na svadbenu večer.
But when he turned on the invitation, his name was blocked out.
Ali kada je on otklonio tu pozivnicu, njegovo ime bilo je isključeno.
There was no robe for him.
Za njega nije bilo odela.
But he knew it was happening.
Ali on je znao da će se dogoditi.
And he still tried to get in.
Jer je još uvijek pokušao da uđe u to.
And the Lord told him, he says no.
I Gospod pogledao ga i rekao je ne.
You don't come when you want, you come when God calls.
Nećeš doći po svom mišljenju, nego kada Bog pozove.
You move with God in season.
Ti se kreći sa Bogom u njegovom sezonu.
Amen. Amen. You put your hand in the plow, you cannot look back.
When you put your hand to the plow, you cannot look back.
Aha, kada postavite svoje ruke na plug, ne možete gledat natrag, da?
Amen.
So we see.
Tako mi vidimo.
This great thing that Jesus is talking about.
Te velike stvari o kojem je Isus govorio.
It already happening.
Već se događa.
And we are caught up in the midst of it.
I mi smo uhvaćeni usred toga.
I'm going to stop here tonight and get tomorrow.
Ja ću ovdje večera zaustaviti. Sutra.
But I want you to see.
Ali želim da vidite.
What Jesus is speaking about.
O čemu je govorio Isus?
He knew the plan of God for the last age.
On je znao plan Boga za posljednje doba.
And what he was describing.
I ono što je on opisivao.
He was giving such a accurate description.
Dao je tako tačan opis.
Of what was going to happen.
Onome šta će se događati.
And describe it in such detail.
I on je to opisao sa takvim detaljima.
As we compare with the present hour.
Tako da bi mi mogli vidjeti u ovom času.
We realize he was not dramatizing.
Mi vidimo da on nije dramatizirao.
It wasn't a drama, you wouldn't get that elaborate things.
To nije bilo samo pričanje o nekim stvarima.
He was speaking precisely about what was happening.
On je pričao potpuno tačno o stvarima koje će se dogoditi.
Because after the bride is formed for seven church ages.
Jer posle kada je prošlo sedam crkvenih doba.
Then at the end of the seven church ages.
Onda na kraju sedmih crkvenih doba.
Then comes the wedding.
Tada kada je nevjesta skupljena iz tih sedam doba dolazi svadba.
So we see the hour.
Tako mi vidimo sad.
And when that same Jesus.
Kada taj isti Isus.
Came back in this day.
Dođe natrag u tom danu.
He who was in the corporal body.
Onaj koji će biti u mesenom tijelu.
Speaking these prophecies in the form of parables.
Pričajući te prorokbe u starim prilikama.
When he came back in the last days.
Kada će doći u posljednjim danima.
And was being revealed in human flesh. And was being revealed in human flesh.
Kada će se otkriti u mesenom tijelu, u čovječem tijelu.
He began to identify to us.
On je počeo nama identificirati.
That these things which he was speaking as parables.
Da ove stvari koje je pričao kao prilike.
Is already coming to pass.
Se već događa.
Is already in the process of fulfillment.
Su već u procesu ispunjenja.
Amen.
Amen. And this is the hour, friend.
I to je čas, prijatelj.
We must come in and receive that role.
Mi moramo doći i primiti to odjelo.
I just want to read a couple of quotes here for you.
Želim vam samo pročitati nekoliko citata ovdje.
And the fourth seal.
U četvrtom pečatu.
And Brother Branham finish the seal.
Kada brat Branham zaključi sa pečatom.
He begin to pray.
On je počeo moliti.
And he says, call them, O Lord.
Kaže, pozovi ih, O Gospode.
May they now repent.
neka se oni pokaju.
Come quickly to you.
Dođu brzo k tebi.
And be filled with the oil and the wine.
I biti napunjeni svojim uljem i vinom.
And be changed.
I biti promijenjeni.
From that denominational robe of death.
Iz te denominacijskog odjela smrti.
Into a snow white robe of eternal life.
U snežno belo odelo vječnog života.
Given up by the bridegroom.
Dano od ženika.
And then they will go to the wedding supper.
I onda će ići na svadbenu večeru.
Someday in the vindicated word of the resurrection.
Nekog dana u potvrđenoj riječi ustajenju.
On Christ's mystery of God revealed.
U Krist je tajna Boga otkrivena.
He said, you know, the bridegroom don't give up nothing.
Kaže, ženik nije ispustio ništa.
He's got the ring.
On ima prsten.
The identification.
On ima identifikaciju.
He's got the robe that she wears.
On ima odjelo koje nosi.
Her clothing.
Ima njezino odjelo.
He's got the provided place to meet her.
On ima određeno mjesto gdje će sresti.
That's in the air.
To je u zraku.
Everything has been all provided.
Sve je već pripremljeno.
He's got the wedding supper already set.
On ima svadbenu večeru već pripremljeno.
Guests already invited.
Gosti su već pozvani.
Already chosen.
Svi su već odabrani.
All the angels standing around in service at attention.
Svi anđeli stoje na pažnji.
Do you realize we are not just coming to church?
Da li vi vidite da mi ne dolazimo samo u crkvu?
We are caught up in the unfolding of this mystery.
Mi smo uhvaćeni u otkrivenje tih misterija.
Is it coming from negative to positive?
I dolazeći od negativnog ka pozitivnom.
That we should be able to look back in our experience.
Da bi mogli pogledati nazad u naše iskustva.
And see how God has dealt with us under this message.
Videći kako je Bog radio sa nama pod tom porukom.
And to see where he's taking us.
I videti kamo nas ona odnosi.
That we can stay under that atmosphere.
Da možemo ostati pod tom atmosferom.
We can stay locked in that channel.
Da možemo ostati u tom tunelu.
Watching God bring to pass these prophesied promises in our lives.
Kako Bog donosi te prošle proročke riječi u naš život.
Look what Rebecca's experience was.
Pogledajte koje je bilo iskustvo Rebeke.
Look what Ruth's experience was.
Pogledajte šta je Ruta.
Look what Rahab's experience was.
Šta je Rahab iskusila.
He was showing what was going to happen.
Ona je pokazivala šta će se dogoditi.
When it was going to happen.
Kada će se dogoditi.
How it was going to happen.
Kako će se dogoditi.
And when he began to speak these parables.
I kada je počeo govoriti te prilike.
He began to show us the things that is going to forerun this great event.
Počeo je govoriti o stvarima koje će biti preteča tim velikim događajima.
When that servant comes at supper time.
Kada taj služavnik dođe u večernje.
From the time he comes forth with the healing revival.
Od vremena kada on dođe naprijed sa tim ozdravljenjem.
Until that bride receives that robe to go into that next dimension.
I dok nevjesta ne dobije ono odjelo da ide u drugu dimenziju.
May the message be this to us.
Neka bude poruka to nama.
May be something that we are following.
Nek bude to nešto što mi slijedi.
Something that identifies our lives.
Nešto što identifikuje naše živote.
Not just something we agree with in the mind.
Ne samo nešto sa čime se mi slažemo u našem umu.
Oh, we look at the servant who came at supper time.
Ili da gledamo na služavnika koji je došao u večernje doba.
How nice he spoke and gave the invitation.
Kako prijatno je govorio i dao pozvanicu.
How we come in to receive that role?
Kako mi, da li mi dolazimo da primimo tu odjelo?
Are we being robed now?
Da li imamo već to odjelo?
Getting ready to change dimensions?
Pripremljeni da promijenimo dimenziju?
Waiting for a change of body?
Čekamo na promjenjivanje tijela?
Knowing we've already been changed in our soul?
Znajući da smo već promijenili u našim dušama?
And we've now been changed from glory into glory?
I da ćemo biti promijenili iz slave u slavu?
Is it a reality?
Da li je to realno?
Are we seeing that power of transformation change us into a new creation?
Da li vidimo da nas ta sila preobraženja preobrazuje u novu dimenziju?
Where we know we are the interpretation of this world?
Gdje znamo da imamo interpretaciju te, da smo mi interpretacija te riječi.
Where our experience and the scripture dovetails together.
Gdje naše iskustvo i Biblija, znači stihovi, idu zajedno, skapaju se zajedno.
To prove that we are that scripture bride.
da dokaže da smo mi ta nevjesta Biblije.
It must be that.
Mora biti to.
And the message future home.
U poruci budući dom.
He closes his prayer again.
Opet završava svoju molitvu.
He said, "Oh, grant it, Lord."
Kaže, dodaj nam Bože.
That we will not be considered among those who are rejected.
Da nećemo biti među onima koji su bili odvrgnuti.
But we'll be in the call to the wedding supper.
Nego ćemo biti u pozivu na svadbenu večer.
For we do recognize Jesus among us today.
Jer mi prepoznajemo Isusa danas.
We are going with him out of the world into him.
Mi idemo k njemu iz svijeta k njemu.
Amen. Amen. Do you realize in Revelation 19 there was two suppers?
Da li vi vidite da u Otkrivenju 19 tamo su dvije večere?
Blessed are they who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Aha, blagoslovljeni oni koji su bili pozvani na svadbu jagnjeta.
But then he called the fowls of the air and the beasts of the fields to gather for the supper of the great God.
I onda je on pozvao ptice s neba i zvijeri iz polja da se skupe za večer.
They who rejected his invitation to come to that supper, he made them a supper.
Oni koji su odbacili poziv na tu večeru, iz njih je napravio večeru.
When they refused mercy, judgment had to follow.
Kada su odbili milost, mora doći sud.
And God keeps all of his curses the same way he keeps all of his blessings.
I Bog drži sve svoje prokletstva isto način kao sva svoja milost.
And you look them to the Old Testament.
I mi idemo u Stari Zavjet.
He always fed them to the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air.
On ih je uvek s njima nahranio zvijeri sa polja i ptice s neba.
That was one of his four severe judgments.
To je bila jedna od njegovih onih pravih.
The sword,
znači mač,
famine,
glad,
pestilence,
bolesti,
and then he fed them to the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air.
I četvrta da je nahranio s njima zvijeri iz polja i ptice s neba.
Amen. We are living right in that hour.
Mi živimo baš u to vrijeme.
Revelation 19.
Otkrivenje 19.
The age of Laodicea.
Vrijeme Laodikeje.
Revelation 10. He cried with a loud voice as when a lion roared.
U Otkrivenju 10 govori o glasu koji rikče kao lav.
Revelation 19.
Otkrivenje 19.
He was King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
On je kralj kraljeva, Gospod Gospod.
The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The lion of the tribe
Love Judinog plemena.
And in that last sign in the zodiac.
I u tom posljednjem znaku zodiaka.
There are three constellations.
Tu su tri konstelacije.
One is called Crater.
Jedna je zvana Kreta.
It's a cup turned upside down.
To je jedna čaša koja je postavljena naopak.
The next one is a serpent called Hydra.
Druga je zvana Hydra, a to je zmija.
And the next one is called Corvus, a raven eating that serpent.
I treća je zvana Corvus, a to je
a raven, a crow.
Aha, to je vrana koja ide i jede tu zmiju.
Exactly what is in the heavens is in this written Bible.
I tačno što je u nebesima, to je pisano u toj Bibliji.
In this last age. They who refuse that invitation from that last messenger.
Oni koji odbace tu pozivnicu tog posljednjeg glasnika.
They who refuse grace is going to perish under the wrath of God.
Oni koji odbace milost bit će poraženi, odnosno pokončani.
When he pours out his seven vials.
Kada je Bog izlije svih sedam ovih jeza.
The cup of his wrath.
Čašu njegove jeze.
And the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field begin to feed upon that serpent system.
I kada će se zvijeri iz polja i ptice s neba počet hraniti sa tim stvarima.
We see it in the book of Revelation.
Mi vidimo u knjizi Otkrivenja.
We see it in the age of Laodicea.
Mi vidimo u dobi Laodikeje.
Speaking of the end time.
Govoreći o završnom vremenu.
And here we are in that hour.
I tu smo mi u to vrijeme.
And all these things are already in the process of fulfillment.
I sve te stvari su već u procesu ispunjenja.
Let us recognize our day and our message.
Prepoznajmo naš dan i našu poruku.
Let us recognize how far advanced we are in the plan of God for this age.
Prepoznajmo kako daleko smo već došli u Božjim planovima za ova doba.
And let our minds be channeled and our expectations be focused upon what God has promised.
I neka naši umovi i naše očekivanja budu fokusirana na Božji plan.
Where the Holy Spirit can bring us into these realities.
Gdje nas Sveti Duh može dovesti u te realnosti.
Because God wants to confirm these promises in the life of those who truly believe.
Jer Bog želi potvrditi stvari u životima onih koji stvarno vjeruju.
As we bow our heads and close our eyes.
Kako mi ove večeri poklonjamo naše glave i zatvaramo oči, kako gledamo na njega u molitvi.
This is the opening service.
To je služba otvaranja.
We are looking at this hour of the rapture.
Mi gledamo na taj čas uznesenja.
We are looking at what is happening under this great revelation of the rapture.
Mi gledamo šta se događa pod tim velikim otkrivenjem.
As we see Jesus teaching these things in the scriptures.
Kako vidimo Isusa kako uči te stvari u pismima.
As we look at it from Genesis to Revelation.
Kako gledamo od geneze do otkrivenja.
As we see what is happening in this present time.
I kako vidimo šta se događa u tom sadašnjem vremenu.
We cannot doubt it if we truly see what the word is saying.
Mi ne možemo biti u dvoumici ako stvarno vidimo ono što riječ kaže.
But maybe have a heart to walk in God's truth.
Ali možda imamo polu ako napola hodimo u Božjoj istini.
That he can perfect what is lacking in our faith.
I on može reći šta fali u našoj vjeri.
Our gracious God.
Naš veliki Oče.
We bow our hearts in your presence tonight.
Mi spuštamo naše glave u tvojoj prisutnosti.
We are grateful, Lord, for your grace unto us.
Mi ti zahvaljujemo za tebe, Isus.
These divine promises that you spoke here in the Bible.
Ove božanske obećanja o kojima si ti govorio u Bibliji.
Truly you said heaven will pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of your word shall in any wise fail.
Rekao si da će nebo i zemlja proći, ali ni jedna riječ iz tvoje riječi.
How true is your word, Lord?
Kako istinita je tvoja riječ, Gospode.
How real it is to our hearts.
Kako istinita je našim srcima.
Lord, as we see it unfolding before our eyes.
Gospode, kako vidimo kako se otkriva našim očima.
Lord, may there be no reservation in our hearts.
Gospode, neka ne bude nikakve rezervacije u našim.
May your light shine so deeply within us.
Neka tvoje svjetlo sije toliko duboko u nas.
It would bring us into harmony with your word.
Da će nas dovesti u harmoniju sa tvojom.
It would bring us into submission to your will.
Da bi nas dovela u pokornost tvojoj volji.
It would bring us into full surrender to you, Lord.
Da bi nas dovela u potpuno predanje tebi, Gospode.
That we can have confidence.
Da možemo imati pouzdanje.
That you who begin to work in us.
Da ti koji si počeo raditi.
Will perform it even until the day of Jesus Christ.
Da ćeš to izvesti do dana.
For we are your workmanship created unto good works.
Jer mi smo tvoje djelo napravili po tvojim djelima.
And truly you are the author and finisher of our faith.
I ti si stvarno autor i završetak naše vjere.
I pray that God will take these words and hide them in our hearts.
Ja te molim, Gospode, da uzmeš te riječi i sakriješ u naša srca.
May the Holy Spirit make it so much more real to us.
Neka Duh Sveti napravi to još realnima.
And as we meditate upon it, Lord.
I kada mi razmišljamo o
tome. As we fellowship around it.
I kada se družimo.
As we search it out in the scriptures.
Kada tražimo u pismima.
You will teach us further in these truths.
Da ćeš nas učiti još dalje u tim istinama.
And you call it to be perfected in our faith.
I da ćemo ispovest sa našim
vjerom. That we truly might be one with you in this hour.
Da ćemo stvarno biti jedno sa tobom u tom
Father,
času.
May you grant it.
Familija koju si ti poskrbio.
As we come to the end of this service tonight.
Kako dolazimo na tu službu večer.
Lord, I commit your children to your hands.
Gospode, ja predajem djecu tvoje ruke.
We thank you for your presence that was here with us.
Ja, mi te zahvaljujemo za tvoju prisutnost.
And the things that you cause us to look at tonight.
I za stvari za koje si nas ti pozvao da pogledamo.
As we desire to continue in this channel tomorrow.
Kako smo priželjkivali da dođemo u taj tunel.
May you take us deeper, Lord.
Odnesi nas još dublje, Gospode.
That we can truly see your program for our lives.
Da bi stvarno mogli vidjeti program za naš život.
That we can walk into this great promise.
da bi mogli hodati u tom velikom obećanju.
We love and appreciate you, Lord.
Da mi te ljubimo i cijenimo, Bože.
We thank you for your amazing grace.
Mi ti zahvaljujemo za tvoju veliku milost.
We commit ourselves into your hands.
Predajemo se u tvoje ruke.
In Jesus' precious name.
U dragocjeno Isusovo ime.
Amen. God bless you. Until this is back to God.
God bless you. Možete sjesti i za kraj bi zapjevali još koju pjesmu. Za kraj bi ja molio samo da bi zapjevali jednostavnu pjesmu Aleluja. For the end, if we can sing just a simple song, Aleluja, thank God.